Greetings once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. The big news today at the North Pole is the scheduled chats announced with Santa and Mrs. Claus coming up on the 29th of this month, toward the end of Christmas in July. Joining us from his office at North Pole Flight Command is our Eye in the Sky reporter and the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, who arranged for this chat with Santa, and does this mean he'll be back to the North Pole by the end of the month?
No, Frank, I don't think that's going to happen. It took some arm twisting and a lot of promise making between Santa and North Pole Security to make this happen, but as I understand it, Santa will take a brief break from his walkabout to chat with visitors to the North Pole chat room on that scheduled date.
Crash, Elf Agent X of North Pole Security did a chat at SantaTrackers.net the other day, and he disagrees with you about the search for Santa. He seems to think that Santa can be found. Do you think that chat experience influenced Santa's willingness to come and chat on SantaUpdate.com later this month?
Oh, maybe it did. I don't know for sure, Frank. Santa's coming to chat because he wants to chat with their site visitors and with believers. It's become something of a tradition for Santa and Mrs. Claus to be featured chat guests during the month where we celebrate Christmas in July. And being a walkabout year, I know Santa was concerned about that. So without telling anyone where he is or where he's going to be or what he's doing, arrangements have been made for Santa to do that chat.
We look forward to that event, Crash, as I'm sure everyone does, but the search for Santa appears to be continuing, and in that vein, we have something of an update for you. As we reported on North Pole Radio News last week, the wrapping department wanted to get in on the search for Santa, and Elf Agent X revealed in his chat that Elf Harriet and a team from the wrapping department are out there now somewhere searching for Santa. Curiously, Elf Agent X said not to count them out. What's your take on that?
Well, I love Elf Harry. You know that, Frank? She's my old boss from my time of service in that department. I just think the world of her. But there's not a snowball's chance in Hawaii she'll ever find Santa. None of us are going to find him. That's my take, and I'm sticking to it.
Crash, Elf Agent X says he respectfully disagrees with you.
Well, there's a big bonus on the line for Elf Agent X, Frank. I'd be talking like that, too, if I was him. This is a competition, and it's pretty fierce.
Well, he told me you were more about tracking Santa than finding Santa, Crash. He said you wouldn't understand all the nuanced dynamics at play here in searching for Santa.
Bullpucky, Frank. I know Santa's flying habits, some of his favorite places out there in the world, and I talk to him more about the world than just about any other elf. But I also know Santa's competitive spirit. People hate playing Monopoly, Frank, with Santa, and you know why?
Why, Crash?
Because he hates to lose, and he doesn't lose, Frank. Ask Mrs. Claus. She refuses to play Monopoly with him and a score of other games. She likes tennis, but she hates playing with Santa because he hits the ball so doggone hard. He just can't help himself, Frank. And that's not a criticism or a character flaw. It's just commentary. It's just my observation. Santa's going to stay scarce, and he's going to be impossible to find. Mark my words, Santa isn't going to show his face around here until he's darn good and ready. And ain't nobody going to find him out there somewhere in the world.
Okay, Crash, I know that tone in your voice, and I believe you. And I played poker with Santa once, and you're right, I'll never do it again. He ended up with all the sugar cookies. For North Pole Radio News, where we still have no idea where Santa is, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.